Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, August the 8th, 2017. I'm your host, Ntungamili Nkomo. And tonight, we are focusing on the violence that we saw within the MDCT at the weekend and the factionalism going on in ZANU-PF. We are streaming live on Facebook at VOA Live Talk and on our three websites. That's www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, as well as on www.voazimbabwe.com. Send us your views on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call in live on 001-202-619-2077. The skirmishes that rocked the MDCT in Bulawayo on Sunday have sparked a national conversation, with many people condemning the violence, saying such conduct has no place in any civilization, let alone a democracy like Zimbabwe. Two factions have emerged within the MDCT over opposition coalition differences. There is a pro-coalition formation led by party President Morgan Tsvangirai and an anti-coalition faction led by Thokozani Kube. Those are the facts, no matter what they tell you. And this is what led to the violence against Thokozani Kube and her lieutenants in Bulawayo on Sunday. On the other hand, factionalism is raging in ZANU-PF, as you would know. And with all this going on in the country's main political parties, many people are asking, where are we headed as a country? Litshona njani, mthwakazo omuhle ukudibana kuhlelo lwenu, uhlelo lwabasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection. Lamhlanje ngelanga langolwesibili kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo phela sikhangela ukulwisana esikubone kubandla le-MDCT. Ibandla phela elikhokhelwa ngubaba uTsvangirai ngelanga langesonto. Isiqokoqela sendaba nansi. Kulesi phathamandla kubandla lika baba uTsvangirai ezikhokhelwa nguye uTsvangirai ezifuna amabandla amanyane. Kulezinye isiphathamandla ezikucele lika mama Thokozani Kube ezingavumelani lalumanyano. Ezikhonona ikakhulu ngendlela izikhundla ezabiwe ngayo emathebelelende. Zabeleni zamathebelelende ogoqela iMatch South, iMatch North lakoBulawayo. Zisabiwa lezi zikhundla ziphiwa amanye amabandla aphikisayo ikakhulu elika baba uWelshman Ncube ele-MDC. Yikho ke sibonile ngelanga langomgqibelo kusiba le ceremony eHarare. Ubaba uTsvangirai simandawonye ephuma labo baba uWelshman Ncube otenda ibiti labanye abamabandla aphikisayo besayina isivumelwano sokusebenzelana ndawonye phansi komanyano we-MDC Alliance. Ezinye isiphathamandla ze-MDCT esigoqela yena uMakhube uChalimani ubaba uLove Momoyo kanye lo mqoqi wenhlelo zaleli bandla obekhona khonapha kuhlelo izolo umnumzana uAbenigo Bebe kabahambanga eHarare. Ngelanga langesonto babe lo mhlangano kobulawayo, kwasokubuya ke izikliwi zabanga udlakela kobulawayo, kwachaywana, kwachitheka igazi. Kulwelwa khonapho ke kulwelwa indaba ye-coalition yona leyo abavele eHarare bezobangela udlakela laba, bathi kungani laba bengahambanga emkhosini lo baphikisana le ndaba yomanyano. Ngakwelinye icele udaba esilukhangelayo lamhlanje ludlakela ingathi ukulwisana, hhayi udlakela kakhulu ngoba kasikaluboni kakhulu kubandlelezana uPF. Ukudonselana esikubonayo kubandlelezana uPF ngolunye udaba esingalo lamhlanje. Bayalusola udlakela lweMDCT lolu, abaningi bathi awusela mahluko ngenxa sokunje esingakhuluma ngawo phakathi kwebandla lezana uPF lebandla leMDCT. Lithini emakhaya, lisithumele imbiko yenu, imbono yenu ku-WhatsApp. Lizwile inombolo zithi zona 001-202-465-0318. Kumbe lisithinte live emoyeni ku 001-202-619-2077. Ndo nyaya iri mugango vedwe nasi nyaya ye mirijonga yataka wona. Nemsiwe isondo mu MDCT kuBulawayo uko mtevezeri we mtungamiri webato iri amaithokozani kukhuphe vanga vachiita msangano ne mamwe ma officials bato anosanganisira chairman Valav Momoyo na va Abednego Bebe avo vanova munyori anoona nekufambiswa kwemabasa mumusangano uyu. Hanzi kwakauya vechidiki vachibva kuHarare sekutaura kwavo vana Kupe nevamwe vavo. Hanzi vakanga vatumwa nevamwe kuHarare hameno ndianani kuti vazorova vekuBulawayo ava nekuti vakanga vasina kuenda kumusangano wecoalition wakaitwa navatsvangirai nemamwe maleaders emapata akasiyana siyana nemusi wemugovera kuHarare. Mirijonga iyi yapa kuti vanhu vakawanda vanosanganisira ivo vari muMDCT nevamwe vanomboita sympathy kumapato akasiyana siyana anopikisa zvikuru sei iyo MDC yacho vari kugunun'una vanhu avari kuti haiwa zvakuitwa neMDC izvi handizvo nekuti pakuzonetsa manje kuita kupatsanura pakati kweZANU-PF neMDC vachiti ZANU-PF ndiro bato rinozikanwa nenyaya dzemirijonga, asi kana izvi zvakuitwa neMDCT hameno kuti bato iri rakuenda kupi. Asi those with a very long memory, kana muchirangarira, handiko kwekutanga uku kuti kuite mirijonga mubato reMDC. Muri kuzvionawo sei? Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu paWhatsApp panhamba dzinoti 001-202-465-0318 kana kuti kutiridzira live paradio pa 001-202-619-2077. Zvikuru sei vechidiki, toda kunzwa maonero enyu. And joining me now is MDCT Youth Secretary General Lovemore Chinoputsa, all the way from Harare. Mkoma Lovemore, makadi ndi nomu gamuchirai muchirongwa.
Thanks Mkoma, nekundi invite abachirongwa.
We are also honored to have you on, and let's dive in, Mr. Chinoputsa. What the hell is going on in the Party of Excellence?
The Party of Excellence, as you know, on Saturday, yakaita iyo a very fruitful meeting ku Zimbabwe grounds where vanhu vakabatana tikaita alliance zvakanaka tichitongana mamapato atiri kuzoshanda nawo. Asi tichimuka musi weSunday takaita dambudziko rekuti kune musangano wainzi uri kuBulawayo wakazowanikwa uchitongana nedambudziko remhirizhonga. Vakuru vedu vamwe vari mumusangano weMDC, mama Kupe, chairman Love Momoyo navaAbednego Bebe vaka kanganisirwa musangano wavanga vachiita nevanhu vaifungidzirwa kunzi inhengo dzeMDC uye dziri nhengo dzeyouth assembly. Asi mumainvestigations ataita iko zvino zviri kuratidza izvo kuti panogona kunge pakapindira pongwe, panogona kunge pane munhu akazotora advantage yekunetsana kwakaitika ipapo, pakauya vanhu vasiri nhengo dzeMDC youth assembly atinotunga mirira isusu uye tichiri kuzama kuongorora zveshuwa kuti vanhu ava vakabva here kuHarare kana kuti vakabva imomo muBulawayo asi vanhu vasingazikamwi neleadership yedu vanhu vasingazikamwi nemastructures edu kuBulawayo so hatisati tanatsokuwana kuti vanhu ava ndivanani asi tinoshungurudzira kuti mhirizhonga iyi yakabva yakanganisa basa guru rakanga raitika musi wemugovera yakabva yachinja maonero kana kuti yachinja meseji yaifanira kunge ichitenderera munyika yekupayana kwevana vezimbabwe vachishandira pamwe zvinova zvinhu zvatiri kuti zvinhu zviri very much unfortunate zvakaitika ende zvinhu zvinobvisera bhanti remusangano wedu kumberi.
When people begin to equate you with ZANU-PF because of such kind of behavior, Vachinopusa, do you understand where they are coming from?
Yes, we are, as a party, we are victims of state-sponsored violence in this country. So we understand how much violence is impacted negatively on us, and we are very much conscious that the struggle that we are fighting as MDC is a non-violent struggle that is supposed to unseat a very violent dictator. So when people begin to take cue and compare us with ZANU-PF, we understand the anger, but all we are appealing to the people of Zimbabwe is that they really need to bear with us as investigations are happening, because we cannot afford as a political party to be compared or to do things in the way that ZANU-PF has done. Our party detests the violence, our leadership detests the violence, and it's a sad situation that we were caught up in violence as a political party on Sunday. So we really understand when people get angry when they begin to see elements and signs of violence within our violent rank. But we wish to assure Zimbabweans that as a youth leadership, we detest the violence of any form, especially violence against women, and we will do everything within our powers to really determine who led this violence, who sponsored this violence, if it was really coming from within. But we have a strong feeling that a party like ZANU-PF that has always been known for...
Unfortunately, we have lost the MDCT Youth Secretary General, Love Mochinopusa, there. But ubesa kuluma yena esola kakhulu Dlakela lolu. Esithi ubona njengebandla njengabasakhulayo baleli bandla abe-MDCT ngabalusekeli lakancane lolu Dlakela uthi basacwayisisa ukuthi kahle kahle kwahamba njani njalo lapho abazathola khona impendulo nxabe khona kuyikuthi ngamalunga aleli bandla alwenzayo lolu Dlakela azatsheziswa kabuhlungu kodwa bayatsho phela abatshaywayo bonabo ababese emhlanganweni kobulawayo ukuthi abantu laba abanye babo bayabazi ngabasakhulayo abavela eHarare kodwa njengokutsho kukaChinopusa uthi basadingisisa ukubana bathole mpela ukuthi yebo kunjalo andubana bathatheke amanyathelo. Ukusolwa kodlakela lolu kuvela kunxa zonke ngisho lasemaphephandabeni avame ukuma lo Tswangirai loba uTswangirai afana lephephandaba le Daily News. We know the Daily News has been very supportive of Mr. Tswangirai pushing his agenda, the opposition agenda, in many instances, showing a lot of sympathy to the opposition. And following yesterday's press conference by the MDCT leader, Mr. Tswangirai, where he apologized and vowed to take action against those responsible for this violence, The Daily News said in its editorial today, a very scorching editorial, and I quote verbatim, Tswangirai yesterday failed to convince those who accuse him of shielding thugs at Harvest House, where he tried despairingly to lay the blame on an invisible hand, of the State House. During a hastily arranged press conference, which just passed off as a damage limit exercise. The truth of the matter, says the Daily News, is that Tsvangirai wields the power to put an end to harassment of party officials by a militia which has been repeatedly fingered in dastardly acts against those who hold views different from their president's. History is littered with names of senior MDC officials who were mercilessly beaten up by these thugs. Some of the party's Harvest House headquarters and others elsewhere. These include Zimbabwe Ambassador to Senegal Trudy Stevenson, former Deputy National Treasurer and Energy Minister Elton Mangoma, Frank Chamnora, Diamond Karanda, Priscilla Misairabu Mishonga, Toende Pishone, Chris Dlamini, Moses Mzilandlovu, and many others, who include journalists from the private and foreign press. Surely Tsvangirai cannot expect Zimbabweans to think it's ZANU-PF or security agents fomenting violence when history points to his and MDCT's failure to dismantle the infrastructure of violence resident in the party. That there from the Daily News. A party, in most cases, very sympathetic to the opposition. Joining me now is Tamani Ncube, a former councillor, and unfortunately, I'm told we have lost him, but we will be trying shortly to reconnect. Sikhulume ngombango wezikhundla sizalitshela ke ukubana iziphi kahle kahle izikhundla iqembu lika Mama Makhupe elingathokozi ngazo iziphi izikhundla ezaphiwa iMDC kababa uWalsh Mncube okukhanya kuyizo isiqokoqela sendaba. Mr. Chinoputsa, welcome back.
No, thank you.
Yeah, you are still answering my question. I had asked you if you really understand it, the outrage when people begin to equate you guys with ZANU-PF.
I understand the anger, my brother, but what I'm appealing is that people should afford the party an opportunity to really get to the bottom of this. We, as I said, as a political party and as a youth leadership, we in no way encourage our membership to engage in violence. So I understand if anyone is going to be angry, but they should give this blame as when we have really ascertained if it was our membership. But as far as investigations are showing, it is not our membership that was involved in this kind of violence.
So you totally disown all these people. You don't know them. They are not members of the MDCT.
We are not sure. I would not really say they are not members, but what I'm saying is that they were not coming from the youth assembly per se. And the leadership that was in Bulawayo for that meeting failed to recognize these people, which means that they are not your everyday activists that you would know and you would meet anyway. So we are disowning them. We are saying that if they are members of the party, we should know where they are coming from and which structure they belong to. So as for now, if we are trying to get evidence from the video that has been circulating and the pictures that have been circulating to really ascertain whether these people are from Harare or whether they are from Bulawayo, but most importantly, we want to know if they are members of the opposition or they are just members of the state that were meant to cause havoc at this particular meeting.
Saka sevechidiki ve bato iri vachinoputsa muri kuona kunge coalition mubatanidzwa uyu uchabudirira here tichiona makakatanwa avapo panyaya yekugovewa kwema constituencies.
Makakatanwa anogona kuwanikwa zvawo, but handione sekuti makakatanwa iwayo akanyanya kushakana kuti angakanganisa the wisdom that is there in ensuring that the people of this country unite under a single banner to fight the dictatorship of Robert Mugabe. The coalition and or the alliance itself is a call, a clarion call by all the political parties in this country that the only way to remove ZANU-PF is for them to work together. And at this point, what is then needed is that the national interest of the day should be able to supersede our own individual or our own personal interest. That might probably be bothered on whether I'm going to get a constituency or whether I'm going to get a watch or not. So in my view, I think that this coalition will be able to last the distance. What is happening right now where they are not necessarily differences, but it's a situation whereby leaders are trying to find each other and trying to understand what is happening. But I want to assure you that this coalition or this alliance will survive the day, because it is the process to the coming up of this coalition has been going on for over a year. And we have now seen a situation where the highest body of the party, which is the National Council, has said that it's ratifying the decision by the party to get into this coalition. So I think at the end of the day, personal interest will be superseded by the national interest, which is to take Zimbabweans forward and which is to liberate this country from the dictatorship of Robert Mugabe. So I'm confident that despite the differences that are there right now, despite the disagreements that could be there right now, this coalition will survive and this coalition will sit, will last the distance.
Thank you there, Mkoma. Love Moenda, please do stay on the line. Timbo Toraba Terere, guest at Ava Laleli. Kule ncwadi lapha engiphetheyo ingena ngeWhatsApp ivela kumzobanzi Ncube isiphathamandla se-MDCT khonapha eMelika. Uthi yena kimi, point of correction, there is no factionalism in the MDC. The party is still intact. It's some outside forces trying to take advantage of our minor misunderstanding, which is very common in politics, as we try to shape a new future, a new Zimbabwe together as one. And here is my rejoinder, Mr. Ncube. I hope you are watching and listening. You better wake up and smell the coffee, because there is factionalism within the MDC. This is why the opposition has, for the longest time ever, been failing to position itself strategically, because they are like, they are this proverbial ostrich. They bury their head in the sand whenever there are problems and claim everything is okay. Everything is not okay within the MDCT. Mr. Ncube, you better understand that if you are to overcome these differences, forge a way forward, come together as one, and remain united, you better realize that there is factionalism within the MDCT, and you have to deal with it. Ngithathe umlaleli osegogwe ekathandanga ukuqanjwa ngegama. Mlalele gogwe, kunjani?
Ngisiphilele bakithi. Nami ngiyakhala ngilokuzene nale ngumsindo nalowenzakaleyo. Kodwa ngathi uyawukhangelisisa futhi akulamuzi ongelamsindo. Sisonke yini?
Hayi, sisonke baba,
khuluma. Ongelamsindo baba. Akulamuzi ongelamsindo, kodwa omunye umsindo ungavele uyenzakale. Ama-chances omthakathi yangena. Ingangena njalo thinase sithi kwenzakale ukuthi umbeni kwenzakale sekwenzakale sekanti kungene enyinyo kaphakathi.
Sifuze
sisibathele njengabantu thina esifuna i-future yethu iye phambili kuyamayoti. Kodwa ngafuna ukushayisa amakhanda thina abanye abantu abasecereni siyagcina sidiliza konke esikufuna ukukwenza empilweni khonokho.
Nxa ukhuluma ngabanye abantu abaseceleni lapha mlaleli, ukhuluma ngalabo ababuye ukuzotshaya abanye, ukhuluma ngobani?
Ngalabo ababuye ukuzotshaya abanye.
Because
bayofuza ukuthi sabuze ukuthi kanti vele benzileni khonokho before ngabakatshaye, kwakhulunywa ngomlomo kwaphela ngomlomo.
Kodwa uyakunanzelela ukuthi udaba lodlakela ku-MDC ayisikho okwakuqala kusiba lodlakela olunje. Uyakunanzelela khonoko?
Angiyakwazi kwake kwenzakala futhi khonoko ngo-2005 if I don't make mistake.
okuthi ukuthi isokungumkhuba nje osebandleni le bathanda ukuthi hey Zanu PF iphathe violent ilodlakela kodwa bonake nxa sebesenzelana into enje bechayana belimazana begwazana bekugcwele igazi ehofisi yabo kobulawayo ma ubonile imfanekiso
kodwa khonoko phela ayisiwo ukuthi phela umuzi ufuzulungiswe ngokukhuluma anti
yebo kunjani
awulungisiswa ngegazi kodwa ngabona selilungisisa umuzi ngegazi lalapho eyakhona phambili izini kuyikuthi lezifuyo ekugumeni zasifica kuyikuthi esiba le mkhuhlane engapheliyo ngendlela yokuthi singeniseni usathane phakathi
Njalo
sicelani abantu bathi ukuthi singavumelani ukuthi usathane ingene kithi
hayi
ingqondo wani kuphela yathi siyakhona
hayi
siyafaka ezinye izinto ezitheniyo phakathi iyabonga baba
hayi siyabonga mlalele gogwe moving on, those have just tuned in. This is Studio 7, your youth forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And tonight, we are talking MDCT violence and the raging factionalism within ZANU-PF. And joining me now is Farai Mufuti, a ZANU-PF youth in the United Kingdom. Good evening, Mr. Mufuti, and welcome on Studio 7.
Good evening, and thank you for having me.
Thank you there. Before we dive into your own matters, which are many, by the way, let's get your perspective on the MDCT clashes on Sunday in Bulawayo.
You know, unlike members of the MDC, we on the ZANU-PF side tend to have a very limited perspective on issues regarding the MDC because we are tasked with national policy, a national agenda, a Pan-African agenda of our own. But if one is to comment, I think the comments would be stating the obvious. ZANU-PF in the past has always stated that issues of state, issues of violence, rather, in the country are not to be focused on one particular party, but are to be shared because it's issues, it demonstrates a cultural issue that Zimbabwe, not ZANU-PF or the other, has to deal with. And what the incident during the weekend illuminates is an issue of tolerance within our country. MDC have always played the Catholic Church, so to speak, in terms of an absentia of violence, yet there's been multiple evidence of it existing. We don't need to quote Trudy Stevenson as a critical example, her being a member, or even look into or dwell into Kota's book about the training camps that had been orchestrated as a consequence of trying to counter or what they perceived to counter violence of which we are yet to question. So the issue of violence has been at the core, but yet being pushed towards ZANU-PF. And I think it's now being illuminated that, no, this is actually part and parcel of the MDC culture, an issue that we need to deal with collectively rather than playing the blame game.
And there are some Farai who say that ZANU-PF is the godfather of violence. And, you know, as you would know, many of these people in the opposition trenches today were once ZANU-PF. So, you know, there is an argument that it's hardly surprising because these people migrated with that culture of violence from ZANU-PF to the opposition. So it's hardly surprising what happened on Sunday. What say you?
Listen, the opposition has always been tasked with the issue of violence. two decisions and the current ambassador to Senegal admitted to the issues concerning when it comes to the issues of violence in the MDC. There are multitudes of reports that we can point to that are absent, that does not need to count upon the fact that the MDC has now joined with alliances that may have come from Zanu-PF. It deals with a bigger issue, and it's to be reductionist to see any difference. And also, it is important if you're going into the political field, what is critical as a leader is to accept the responsibility where you've gone wrong. And these issues are part and parcel in the inability of the MDC and not being able to deal with its own internal situation. So it's critical that they look into their own spec without having to involve Zanu-PF. Zanu-PF at this time is the strongest and most formidable party in the country. It has no incentive, it has no motive to see the destruction of FDC. There is no motive, and that can be pointed to. What is clear is that the reality is that the chickens are coming home to roost as a consequence of a violent culture that had been cultivated by Tsvangirai in the beginning. It has been there in the beginning. We have always argued that it exists, but we have been seen as the perpetrator of it rather than self-defense or situations in which there are instances where there have been violent occurrences. Now it's very clear that there's a cultural dilemma that should be dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever party, and Mugabe is on record as speaking in the context of his own party, that let us rebuke violence, and this is critical, this is clear from the 2008 elections to 2013, when we were literally out there together with the MDC, castigating violence, because we understood the culture. But when it's used as a way, as a political tool, then we are being dishonest about the realities on the ground.
Uh-huh. Thank you there, Farah, and please do stay on the line. I have another guest, Tamani Ncube, all the way from Kamadlambuzi, Kubuhle, Kubukalanga. But before I take Mr. Ncube, here are the constituencies that have caused all this brouhaha in the MDCT. The MDC formation led by Welshman Ncube has been allocated 10 seats in the entire Matabeleland province. That's four seats in Matabeleland South, and these are Gwanda South, Gwanda North, Insiza South, and Bulilima West. These are the seats where the MDC Ncube will contest under the MDC Alliance Agreement. They also have two seats in Bulawayo. That's Luveve and Bulawayo East. And then in Matabeleland North, they have Cholocho North, Cholocho South, Lupane West, and Lupane East. Altogether, they have 10 seats in the entire Matabeleland province. And that's Matabeleland South, Matabeleland North, and Bulawayo. And what strategy did they use to come up with this formula? I am told reliably that they used the number of seats that each party won in the 2008 election. That's where they, derived their formula. That's how they reached these 10 seats for Welshman Ncube. And that's because in 2008, Professor Ncube won 10 seats in Matabeleland region. Saka ndiyo nyaya ya konzera mutauru nyaya ya constituencies mu MDCT apuwa mamwe mapato akasiyana siyana uye zve anosanganisira MDC yava Welshman Ncube ma constituencies aya anosanganisira Luveve, Bulawayo East, Bulawayo, then Kumat North, pane Cholocho North, Cholocho South, Lupane West, and Lupane East. ku Matabeleland South region, Ganawadi province, kuna Gwanda South, Gwanda North, Insiza South and Bulilima West. Vamwe mubatore MDC vari kuchema-chema hanzi save vakaita zvemusoro wavo vasina kutaurirana nevamwe. Saka that's you know, the long and short story of it is about the constituencies, about power. Ndonyaya yakonzera mutauro that's now threatening the MDCT party. Ncube, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still on the line.
Kunjani kumadlambuzi ba?
Hayi, kumadlambuzi kukahle, kuyaqandelela nje.
Abaphendukanga wafa wafa?
Hayi, abakaphenduki.
All right, asingena kudaba lwethu isiqoqoqela sendaba lapha Ncube usizwile. Sikhangela udlakela ku MDCT kuqala. Ungathini ngalo?
Ye udlakela uNkomo into embi, into esingayikhuthaziyo njengabantu bomhlaba wonke nje kuselele. Njalo ngakusenzakala ku opposition ebunjelwe ukukhangela isimo sona leso sokuthi khona izani PF ibizele ilodlakela kubi kakhulu, into esingayikhangeleliyo, into esingayikhuthaziyo futhi. Kodwa ke ngendlela yokuthi khona abantu balomhobholo owamandla, yiko khona lokho sekudala ingabangqozana le esiyibonayo namhla.
Udaba lokumanyana manje, ngiyazi sesike sakhuluma esikhathini esiningi esedluleyo, njengomuntu osakhulayo sithi la ukhangelela ukuthi kube lo manyano wamabandla aphikisayo angene kukhetho ebambene, yikuthi athole phela isiqwanga abe lamathuba aphakemeyo awukukhipha ibandla lezanu PF embusweni. Ubona uphumelela nalo umanyano njengoba sokunje?
Umanyano lo usengozini yokubhidlika, engathi ngumthwalo ongabhidlika nje ungakabelethwa ngenxa yodlakela lona lolu esesikhangelane nalo. Njalo enye into eqakathekileyo abantu kumele bayinanzelele yikuthi khona umanyano akumelanga wakhelwe phezu kokuthi khona kususe izani PF embusweni kuphela, kodwa kumele kube ngumanyano owakhelwe phezu kweziloyiso nezifiso zabantu ukuthi khona bathole inkululeko, bathole esingathi idemokhrasi nokubuswa kahle. Ngoba ingozi yomanyano ophezu kokususa izalo kuphela ukuthi uzase kungasakhangeli lezi ezinye izinto ezifuna ukuthi khona zicholakale ngalowo manyano. So umanyano ungaba ukuthi kubhidlike izalo PF kuphela kuzasihlupha, yiko kucina kudalela ukuthi khona kube violence. Ngoba umanyano lo usungusitshengisa ukuthi khona wona usungowokureplacea izalo PF, kungelani lokuthi khona ireplacewa ngabantu abanjani abazaletha nguquko bani eZimbabwe. So abantu asikhuleni engingathi beyond political parties, sibe ngabantu abakhule ekuthini balethe inkululeko nempilakahle eZimbabwe kuphele lobu budlwangudlwangu esibubonayo.
And how do we move forward? What's the way forward for the opposition, Mr. Ncube?
I think currently the way forward for the opposition, it was good that we form a coalition or an alliance to defeat ZANU-PF. But we should, I think, begin by setting our principles right so that we look beyond ZANU-PF. What would happen after ZANU-PF? What should unite us? Instead of just having an edge to remove ZANU-PF from political muscle and then take over without any open agenda as to satisfying the needs of the people of Zimbabwe. So I think currently we must be working very much on what unites us as a people instead of this power grabbing game. And this alliance, unfortunately, it has come at a time when we are left with no time before the elections. But we should, in fact, in electing leadership, go to the people so that the people elect the leadership that we are going to vote for. Let the people choose whom they want to lead the coalition, and let the people choose whom should lead them. Instead of us imposing leadership on people, it will create a very nasty scenario, I want to believe, Ncube.
Thank you there, Mr. Ncubenda. Please do stay on the line. Umuvuti, are you still on the line?
I'm still on the line.
Okay, let's talk ZANU-PF factionalism, my friend. And as you know, the infighting is continuing in ZANU-PF and it's getting scary, really, with the president, Robert Mugabe, recently accusing the military of becoming, you know, behaving in an unbecoming manner. And, you know, behaving like cool masters. What the hell is going on in your party, man?
No, I think it tends to be, like I always say, the corner of sensationalizing things is always going to be a media that is obviously aimed at ensuring that the institution that is ZANU-PF falls apart. So naturally, you would see things differently. However, most of the things you are alluding to are spoken within the context of within an internal process of ZANU-PF, which demonstrates a process of a democratic process rather. But before I go into what you've asked, allow me to also quickly comment on the critical things that Nube said, obviously not to invade or rather intrude in the internal processes of the MDC. But but just as someone who supports the progressive movement and democracy, as is the case within the ZANU-PF situation, the ZANU-PF structure, one would agree with Nube. That, but also would make a larger point from what Nube has just said with regards to what the focus is in the MDC. It is more to do with conquering ZANU-PF, and you'd find that in the history of the arguments with the MDC. We've always said that your focus is so overwhelmingly the fact that you want us out, yet the agenda that you want to propose is not clear. Every country. Now, I say this as a youth leader in the ZANU-PF Youth League UK, but also I say this as a citizen of Zimbabwe. A formidable opposition is good for Zimbabwean politics. Competition is always good. But competition that opposes for the sake of opposing is never healthy. It breeds within itself an annihilation that has no cause, right? But let me... I divert. I just wanted to agree with Nube to a certain extent that, yes, the focus of MDC should now be what kind of government they want to see, what is it they're proposing, so we can argue and focus our politics on issues rather than personalities, because that has been the culture of the MDC, a personality rather than the issues that ZANU-PF presents. And that's why ZANU-PF has always and will always dominate the political hegemony in the school of thought. Moving on to what you have just said with regards to our internal processes, ZANU-PF is not unique to the Conservatives in the UK. ZANU-PF is not unique to the Labour Party. But what is central to ZANU-PF is its constitution. So regardless of what we may hear, what we may say, what we may think about the issues of factionalism, which, by the way, is an older age, it has existed before it has existed in the crafting of politics. These things happen. When you put four people, you have four perceptions. What you're going to have is a conflict in terms of ideas, in terms of schools of thought. But what you will not get in ZANU-PF is a conflict in the context of our constitution, the spirit of our constitution. This is what holds us together. And this is what continues to ensure that we are formidable. And that's why, despite the fact that we have or what appears to be factionalism to the outside world, we are agreeable in spirit when it comes to the opposition. And the weakest party is not ZANU-PF, irrespective of what people think of it. The weakest party right now is the MDCT, who struggle even in the context of an alliance. Imagine a party... Imagine if it indeed was a formidable party, it would not need an alliance. But the fact that it needs an alliance and still has conflict within that alliance in itself speaks to crisis, not within the ruling party, but speaks to crisis within the MDCT. So the focus of journalism should be what is the future of opposition politics in Zimbabwe? Because the ruling party, irrespective of what people may say, we have a guiding constitution. We know exactly what is going to happen if the worst case scenario occurs. Because we have it on paper.
Okay, let me get in there, Farai, and take a listener. But before I do that, I'll tell you why we are so much obsessed with ZANU-PF as journalists, as the media. We are obsessed with ZANU-PF because it is the ruling party. Whatever it does, all the internal fighting affects us as a country. Hold your horses, I'll come back to you. Ngithathe umlaleli umsipha echolocho. Kunjani umsipha?
Bona baba linjani?
Hayi siyaphila baba, kunjani echolocho?
Hayi echolocho ku right baba. So iflu nje yegcele phakathi kwelize lapha.
Yebo ngithi liyahamba emaclinic.
Siyahamba emaclinic baba. Sakula indlela esingayenza.
Hayi lihambe impela lelatshe iyaphela bathi iflu ngumkhuhlane wenkukhu.
Hayi le kayisiyo liyana.
Iqinile le.
Isa baba umuntu ekhwehlele uza abantwana bonke ekhaya sebekhwehlela bachaya ngamakhanda. Hayi kuya lokuningi angazi ukuthi iflu enjani le.
Hayi ngiyayazi yake yambamba ngaphosa ngabhali kuthiwa yini iwili ngaphosa ngalayezela but hayi ngahamba ekliniki lami ngaphona.
Babeza nota laba abantu abashubanikiwe.
Yeah, ungenile uhlelo baba, awusiphi umbono wakho?
Yebo baba, hayi mina ngithanda nje ukukhuluma kakhulu ngohlupho lonolo esilalo eZimbabwe olomsindo lolo laba abantu abahlala besenza i-violence behlukuluza abantu. Luyasikhathaza kakhulu eZimbabwe le into le. Ngoba akathethi ibikhulunywa kuthiwa ngeZANU-PF. Ha, lathi sakhangela sesikhangelele ukuthi phela khonapha ku-MDC lapho sizafila khona. Into yakhe yamila khonapha lakathesi sihlupha. Asisakwazi ukuthi kanti esingakwenza ikuyini ukuthi ziphele. Siyasikhathaza kakhulu linto iyasihlukuluza ngoba kathesi ngakubonakala kumabonakude khonapha sokuvela igazi abantu bebulalana besuke arale khonale belandela abanye abantu abangapha. Into le yasikhathaza kakhulu ngoba izihlobo zethu ziyalimala ngendlela engafanelanga, zibe lamanxeba, zingasoze zisizwe muntu. Hhayi, into elibuhlungu kakhulu baba, iyasikhathaza ngoba into le eyodlakela le uHashen wako wakhuluma ngayo kudala laphana kuze kufuna ukuyetshaywe laye lo Gibson owatsho naye uvice president we-MTC. Kwangani ukuthi uHashen ukhuluma into e-wrong ukuthi uTsvangirai uhambe wahaya abantu wabafaka phakathi kwepharty okokutshaya abantu. UTsvangirai wakwala lokho wakulandula, kodwa-ke kuyinto eyayenzakele. Mina ngaleso sikhathi ngangingumuntu we-MDC sibili, ngangiyisapota, ngangomunye wabantu abayisekela i-MDC. Ngingumuntu sibili, hhayi ngiphathekile kiyo, but ngahle ngananzelela khonapho ukuthi kule yinye into erongo sesisiya kusenethi. And into yona le ukuthi yiyo yenzakala kathesi ngesikhathi sesenethi, sokuyikuthi kulabantu okuthiwa kabavotelwe ngelungelo lethu, kodwa yena ebe sesithi uzaaphoyinta abantu. Ethi nxa sekuthe uzaaphoyinta abantu, ethi nxa senika lezo zikhundla, ebe sekuthatha esayidini leMandebeleni izikhundla ezisengale ukwenzela ukuthi kwelakhe isayidi kube rayithi ngapha, kutshengisa ukuthi vele yena phakathi kwephathi yakhe amaNdebele uyaxotsha. Ngoba lakuqala wayebalekile uTsvangirai ku-MDC ngesenethi, kathesi seyenze ezi-same thing. Manje umuntu onjalo sibili kuyasikhathaza ukuthi kanti uzalibusa njani ilizwe kwabo.
Kodwa ayisikwemathebeleleni kuphela lapha izikhundla ezabelwane khona baba Msipha. Lasemashonalendi kunjalo.
Yangaphi baba?
Ngithi lasemashonalendi kunjalo. Amabandla achiyeneyo akumanyano lowo MDC Alliance. Babelene kuthi okay, wena uzangena laphana nxa ubona ngani ungawina, wena uzangena laphana. Ayisikho emathebeleleni kuphela.
Yebo baba, kodwa angithi yabona into le, bayabelene sibili but okwenze umgcini sihlalo webandla lo vice president weparty lomgoqi webandla beze bephume kona lo manyano obumba obunja ukuthi ay MDC alliance bephume bebe sebelandelwa ngapha ukuthi ngisukuthi vele khona apho into yona leyo kayilunganga yikho kwenzela abantu abantu beze bephume bengabantu bemathebelelendi beyibi izikhulu zebandla ziphume zintathu ukuthi ngisukuthi phakathi laphana kule yinye into ekhona laphana
aha hayi siyabonga Msipha ngokungena kuhlelo ba
yebo ba
aha anzi naba Msipha mtereri wedu a 30 runare ari kucholocho anzi nyaya mirijonga handizvo handiyo nyaya yatakatarisira kuti inge ichibva kubato rinopikisa zvikuru sei MDCT asi vamsipa vari kushora nyaya ye allocation ye ma constituencies hanzi sei vatsvangirai vakapa vawoshmencuve masits vagovera woshmencuve masits kumathebelelen chete vasina kuzviita izvozvo kudzimwe nzvimbo saka ndangachivaudza vamusipa kuti handicho handizvo chokwadi ndechekuti mapato ese ari mualliance EMDC alliance pane chibvumirano chekuti ningi achakwikwidza kuconstituency MDC Ncube vana Agripa Mutambara vachange vari uku kudaro kudaro saka handi chochokwadi kuti vatsvangirai vakangogovera vanhu ava ma constituencies kuBulawayo kana kuti kumathebelelend timbotora mumwe mutereri zvekare vaZulu mnumzana Zulu kunjani baba eGweru
niyaphila linjani baba
hayi siyaphila kunjani enkabazi
hayi kona ku right kakhulu
singenile kuhlelo baba
yeah angiyizi indaba le uqabana kwe FDC allowance le
yebo ba.
Yes, amna nxa ngikhangile lokhu vela abakwenzayo khona ukubumbile MDC allowance mboni ngani khona ukuthi umulithenga imota lihlanganele imota lingu-10 lithi ngeyenu mboni ngani vele kuroo kakhulu ngoba kuyabangela ukuthi sinye liqhidana libulalana yikho khona okasebekwenza kathesi nasebechasha ukuchayana vele kuyathengisa ukuthi bona vele ngaphambilini bazahluphana bona abantu sokudelakala upresident nxa bechasha ukuluphana kathesi ngezimalimbona intyabo vele izahlupha yona le
kwenziweni pho mnumzana Zulu
umboni wami babe-rayithi bemile umuntu nomuntu ezimele ngelakhi bandla kwaku-rayithi kakhulu ngoba kwakungasoze kube lakhona lokhu ingxabangxoze sebeyenza kathesi loku vele abakwenza mboni ngani mina hayi akuyi kuphumelela vele lo
so kungcono nje behlukane ibandla lezanu p f linqobe kalula
amboni ukuthi nxa ngabe bona bengehlukana vele ngokuthi abantu umbali okhona umuntu abamkhangeleyo because umuntu khona apho odonisele into one phakathi kwengxabano umuntu oyi-one uthiwa ngira yi-problem yomuntu
ngani
ngoba nguye umuntu engikhangeleti vele nguye obangela vele udlakela yonaze ukuthi udlakele oluke laba khona eminyakeni edlulileyo kwakungela kungabanjwananga yena nguye wabangela udlakele thi ngabantu sayize indaba leyo abantu futhi kuzakani lesibalayo nale
hayi siyabonga baba Zulu khona ngapho enkabazo isishona usidobhi
hayi isishona ngathi siyangikhathaza kakhulu ukuthi vele ngilindebele kahle kahle
aha hayi siyabonga mnumzana Zulu belo buso kobuhle
ala ngiboye kakhulu ukungena ehlelweni ngoba nhlezi
aha siyabonga baba abo ndiba Zulu varidza vari kuGweru hanzi save vatsvangirai ndivo problem vanogara vachitenga vanhu kuti varove vanhu ndivaZulu avo vachitaura vari kuGweru vari kutaurazve hanzi nyaya yemubatanidzwa itu heri nayo imistake hanzi bato rimwe nerimwe ngaringomira rega Saka ndavabvunza kuti kana pasina mubatanidzwaka saka mabato aya anenge akuti Zanu PF ngai wine hayo hanzi navazulu hameno ipapo asi nyaya mubatanidzwa iyi haimboshandi zvachose. Coming back to you, Farai, as a young person, I know you're in the diaspora, but what outlook do you have for Zimbabwe? We know we are a troubled nation. Many people in ZANU-PF don't think we are troubled publicly, but privately, including yourself, I know you know we are a troubled country. We are a troubled generation. What's the way forward? How should we proceed as a country? How do we make sure there is no violence ahead of the 2018 elections, be it nationally, intra-party, inter-party, whatever? How do we make sure there is peace?
Well, you know, you ask a very pertinent question, but please allow me to firstly acknowledge your caller. The caller from Cholocho, Minangafunde Cholocho, hi. And I hope my boarding master is listening to me, Baba Mpofu, who disciplined me a lot back in those days when I was unscrupulous. But what the viewer from Cholocho, or the listener from Cholocho, said was also is also pertinent to building a national Zimbabwe. My view, my hope for Zimbabwe, is a Zimbabwe that focuses, because over the years, when it came to the issues that hurt our country, we played too much of the blame game. Yet, you know, in as much as I unreservedly condemn all forms of political violence and criminality that have come to dominate our, you know, contemporary political culture in Zimbabwe, but violence, in fact, has been perpetrated by people with links to both sides. And I think having an honest conversation about the violent culture, the lack of tolerance when it comes to political thought, is one critical thing. So the kind of country I'd like to see in the future, the kind of country that we are currently advocating for, is one in which one is not put forward because of who they are, but what ideas they are presenting. And if we disagree, then we should have the freedom of thought to express that disagreement. And what I am beginning to see is that whenever, even within my demographic, when we have discussions, be it on social media, we're so dismissive of, you know, just because you're on a peer, you don't know what you're talking about, because of the perception that, you know, worldwide media has had over, you know, over us as a people. But we should begin to start thinking for ourselves, rather than to rely on the Americas or Britain or Germany to help us think what our political conditioning is.
Farai, let me hold you there. Ngithathe umlalelo ukugcina lapha umnumzana Sebastian. Va Sebastian mapina muchirongwa tipei pfungwa dzenyu nekukurumidza nguva dzafamba.
Okay. Ini maonero andinoita nyaya MDC Alliance. Yanga iri nyaya yakanaka chose.
Mhm.
Nokuti tikatarisa dambudziko ratinaro munyika iko zvino. Hariri dambudziko rangu ndega kana kuti rebato 1. Rakuda mukomberanwa kuti tikwanise kufunda ZANU-PF neutongi hwayatonga nawo nyika wakaomarara. Saka zvekukonana kana mumwe woti ina handichada kuti uyo apuwe chimwe chipati kana chimwe chipisi ndinoda kuzvirandega hatibudiriri.
Thank you there, mukoma Sebastian kuChipinge. Tinotenda zvikuru nguva ndizo dzadyana. And this brings us to the end of our show. Zimbabwe, thanks to Love Mochino Putsa, MDCT Youth SG, Farai Mufuti, ZANU-PF Youth UK, and youth activist Tamani Ncube. And of course, thank you all to our listeners. This is yours truly, Tungamili Nkomo. Let's make another date next week. Same time, same platform. Good night, Zimbabwe.